Now, although thousands of miles from ground zero, the Muslim community in San Diego, California, drew attention after September 11th. Two of the hijackers lived there. They also prayed at a local mosque where a noted radical imam preached. Recently, several men from the city's Somali Muslim community were arrested. They've been charged with aiding a Somali terrorist group. NPR's Carrie Kahn visited with a group of Muslims in San Diego to talk about the past 10 years. She has this report.
Imam Taha Hassan arrived in the U.S. in the summer of 2001.
I moved to the United States in August, 3 weeks before 9/11.
Imam Taha, that's what he likes everyone to call him, has a wide smile and a warm manner. He says he didn't get to experience much of pre-9/11 America, but back then he could tell something was missing. He says his Muslim community was insular, separate from the larger society.
We have failed to identify ourselves, to introduce ourselves to our neighbors. We have failed to build strong bridges of understanding and respect.
Those bridges were especially tested in San Diego. Within days of the attacks, news broke that two of the September 11th hijackers had lived and taken flight training in the city. Scrutiny of area Muslims intensified. Many withdrew. When Imam Taha came to head the Islamic Center of San Diego, he decided to make a change.
Thank you so much for coming. It's an honor for us.
He hosts interfaith meetings and participates in community groups. And his wife, Laliya Alali, leads a local Girl Scout chapter, Troop 3120.
Before starting any Girl Scout meeting, what do you have to say?
On my honor, I will try to serve God. And my country.
The girls, just a few old enough to wear headscarves, earn colorful patches for Ramadan and henna art. They sew them on their sashes next to badges for cookie sales and friendship.
And to live by the Girl Scout law.
On one of the last nights of Ramadan, the girls invited neighbors to break the fast with them. As the sun sets and the prayers finish, trays of food come out. There's Afghan rice, Algerian stew, Egyptian falafel, and sweet Syrian desserts. Nani Osawa is on her second trip to the food table.
Just I enjoy the food. I help her cook.
Osawa's daughter, Jonette, converted to Islam 12 years ago and is a member of the mosque. She wears conservative Muslim dress and a headscarf. She says she's always felt comfortable practicing her faith in San Diego. Her mother scoffs and asks, what about those comments people make at the mall or the market?
Behind her or in front of her, I can hear people saying stuff, not knowing that maybe I'm her mother. I think I started after 9/11 more so. I don't think people paid as much attention when she first started off.
Maybe she did see it more than me because I don't really pay attention.
Osawa doesn't like to remember the months after September 11th. They were difficult. She says her husband, also a convert, had to hire an attorney to get off a FBI watch list. Both Osawa and her husband prayed at a San Diego area mosque frequented by the two hijackers. Local attorney Randall Hamoud sat in on many interviews of San Diego Muslims at the local FBI office.
The Muslim community in San Diego was terrorized because the two hijackers had visited here in the year 2000.
Hamoud, whose parents immigrated to Southern California from Lebanon, came under fire himself for such outspoken statements.
And federal authorities were convinced that somebody in San Diego must have helped them or somebody in San Diego must know something. And there was none of that.
Hamoud says he received several death threats. He represented three men jailed as material witnesses in the September 11th investigation. All three were released, though one of the men was deported. These days, though, his practice is back to dealing mostly with civil matters, and he says the community is thriving.
I've seen the Muslim community grow, become less insular, more proactive with the local communities, and I think that's a good thing.
Back at the mosque at the Girl Scouts' Ramadan meal, the food is almost gone, although only about 10 people from the neighborhood came. Laliya Alali, the imam's wife, isn't discouraged by the low turnout. She says she'll just keep opening the doors to the mosque.
If the people know about who are Muslims or know about Islam, I can swear like everything will be fine in America.
Next Ramadan, she says she's sure more of her neighbors will come. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
Thank you.
You're listening to live special coverage of the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks from NPR News.